And Falcon, we'd like biomed right, please.
Okay, biomed right. There's nothing there right now, but we'll give it to you.
Roger, yeah, we understand.
This is Apollo Control at 129 hours, 37 minutes. Our change of shift press briefing with the Gold Team is scheduled to begin shortly in the main auditorium of Building 1 at the Manned Spacecraft Center. We'll be reacquiring the command module in about 6 minutes. Al Worden is scheduled to begin a sleep period at about 133 hours, 20 minutes. The principal order of business with the Lunar Module crew, Jim Irwin and Dave Scott, will be to get them to bed as soon as possible. And they have nearly completed the list of activities prior to beginning their rest period. During the change of shift briefing, we'll record any conversations that we have with the crew on the lunar surface and play those back following the briefing. This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 25 minutes. During our change of shift briefing, I believe we had about one or perhaps two very brief conversations with Scott and Irwin aboard the Lunar Module Falcon on the moon's surface. We have about 31 minutes of acquisition time left with Al Worden in the command module, and it's also been a relatively quiet pass for the command module. Scott and Irwin at the present time are in their pre-sleep checklist, stowing the lunar module cabin, and they'll be rigging the hammocks for sleep. We need to get a crew status report from them, and then we plan to bid them good night. We'll play back the tape that we accumulated for you now during the tape that was accumulated during the change of shift press briefing. We'll play that back now.
And Hadley, this is Houston, over.
Well, you got 5 minutes before you have to turn the lights off. And we'd like suit gas diverter to cabin. Cabin gas returned to auto. And the doctors would like a crew status report, can you believe?
Okay, we'll come back with you for that later.
And Hadley, this is Houston, over.
Roger.
Roger, we noticed over the last half hour or so a 25-pound drop in the water quantity. We're wondering if you guys have been doing something, know anything about that you could clue us in on?
We just recharged both prisons.
Roger that in the last hour and a half.
Roger, just in about the last 30, 40 minutes.
Okay, copy.
Does that fill the gap for you?
This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 53 minutes. The flight surgeon just reported that he's now got good biomedical data on Jim Irwin, which indicates that the crew aboard Falcon, Irwin and Scott, This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 53 minutes. The flight surgeon just reported that he's now got good biomedical data on Jim Irwin, which indicates that the crew aboard Falcon, Irwin and Scott, are getting set for their sleep period. And we've just gotten a crew from Dave Scott, a call from Dave Scott, so we'll pick that up.
Okay, we've got a crew status report for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, no medication and the PRD on CDR is 5019 and the LNP 8023. Both please put their recharge well, and I think they're ready to go for tomorrow. I guess we're done for the day, so we're going to roll up the shades.
Roger, Dave, and one last comment to give you a good night's sleep. That little water leak you guys saw when you came in the cabin this afternoon, right now our plots are showing that is 25 pounds. You guys care to make any comments about the size of the leak or anything more about that?
Fine. No, except that when we got in, that little plastic connector on the... on the bacteria filter was broken and there was water running out of it.
Roger, understand, more or less a steady stream?
Yeah, that's about right.
Roger, copy, and I guess we're steady now, and you can go to sleep on that note. We won't promise to try and not to wake you up this morning.
Well, if you see something that you'd like to look at, we'd rather have you wake us up.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, Dave, I think we've said all we want to say on that, and I don't think there's anything else we can do about it at the moment, and we'll just let it go.
Okay, what does that do to our profile in the water?
We're looking at it, Dave. It looks like it puts us a little bit closer to the red line, but still above the red line.
Okay. Fine. See you in the morning. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
This is Apollo Control at 130 hours, 58 minutes. We've now had loss of contact, radio contact, with Al Worden aboard Endeavor, as he's gone around the corner of the moon on the 27th revolution. And we've said goodnight to the crewmen aboard both spacecraft. Actually, Worden will not be beginning his rest period until about 133 hours on the 29th revolution. However, on the next revolution, the 28th, he will be configured for the bistatic radar test, which uses the command module S-band and VHF communication systems to reflect radio frequency energy off the surface of the moon. This reflected energy, when received by the proper instruments on Earth, will provide information on the surface features of the moon, such characteristics as the lunar surface roughness, the shape of the surface, thickness of the regolith, and also some information on surface electrical properties. So we do not expect to hear from Al Worden until the end of his 7-hour sleep period tomorrow. shortly before saying good night to Erwin and Scott aboard Falcon, we received from them a crew status report. They reported having taken no medication. And Scott said they both had recharged both of the portable life support systems and that both systems had taken the charge well. So they were done for the day and would be rolling up the shades in the lunar module, getting some sleep. We did discuss with them a point that had come up earlier in the evening, the leakage of water from a broken bacterial filter on the LEM water nozzle. Previously, when asked by the crew about this, the LEM systems engineer did not see any significant decrease in the water quantity as a result of this leak. However, on a more thorough review of the data and plotting out a chart of it, it appeared that about 25 pounds had been lost. We queried Scott about this, and he confirmed that the water was coming from the nozzle in a fairly steady stream, which would account for the loss that we've apparently seen. The evaluation at the present time is that this will put us a little closer to the red lines on the total water needed to complete the mission, but still puts us comfortably above them. So we would not expect this to have any effect on the mission. We said goodnight to Scott and Erwin at 130 hours, 57 minutes, and we do not expect to hear from them until the end of their rest period. At 131 hours, 1 minute, this is Apollo Control, Houston.